Well, you know, I think I was born in a dream world because I was thinking about that, and it came to me on what they call class day as a senior in high school, when you declare what your ambition is, and you go around wearing the clothes or the whatever that indicates what your ambition is. It was something that was kind of a traditional day at that school anyway. And I got the idea from there, having been junior class president and senior class president, that I might be headed for elective office. Now, I'm living in Memphis, Tennessee now. You know, I got no realistic chance of becoming senator there, although I think during my era, most of us thought of going north.
Yeah. That was Kenneth McKellar's time.
That's right, Katie McKellar, you're right, yeah, Senator McKellar. But anyway, I asked my high school principal, who was a man of great learning, great wisdom, a Harvard Divinity School graduate, among other things, and had been in World War I.
This was a high school teacher?
Yeah, he was a principal.
And he's a graduate of Harvard Divinity School?
Yeah, yeah. He was a pastor at church as well as a principal.
What kind of a school was this?
Well, it was a public school, Booker T. Washington High School.
A heck of a public school.
Well, it was more ways than one. It had severe problems with crowding. I can tell you on personal knowledge that separate but equal didn't work because our school had, I think I remember the figure, 42 teachers and 2,200 students.
Wow.
So you can tell the people. We sat two in a seat in high school in some classes because we didn't have the, teachers or another facility, but they were dedicated and worked awfully hard. And of course, one of the things about the Southern culture is that it's authoritarian, essentially. It used to be, and it didn't brook any kind of disturbance in classroom. You obeyed the teacher, and if the teacher couldn't handle it, the principal would certainly intervene, and principal could get physical. It would, if necessary, on rare occasions, but there were only a handful of detractors in class, in the school, I mean, maybe one a class, and they would handle that pretty well. But anyway, I asked the principal one day, going down the steps, I said, "Professor Hunt, let me ask you a question." And this is towards the ambition. I said, "Do you think I could become president?" He said, "Son, president of what?" I said, "President of the United States." And he mumbled something. He went away. I think she's shaking his head. This boy is crazy. I didn't ask if I could be senator. I asked if I could be president. So I must have been hallucinating a little bit.
You know, possibly why I bear down so much on this is I was in college with a young fellow who unfortunately had rheumatic heart disease and died when I was in the Army. He was 25 or so. This fella had his sights set on the United States Supreme Court. And as I remember this fellow, just a brilliant man in the head, and you can imagine here is a fellow that's handicapped very severely, physically. He can't go out and kick a football around. What's he do? He's reading. He's using his head. He's using what he's got. And this fellow, I always felt, you know, to this day, I entertain the idea seriously, this guy could have made it. And that's why I think I'm so interested in ask you so insistently about these things of what, where you can go. Because, God, did you went somewhere, didn't you?
And yeah, I always wanted to be somebody. That's what we used to say down south. The distinction between being good for nothing, on the one hand, and being somebody. And being somebody was a kind of a generalization applied to people who had a college degree, had college training, and who were school teachers or lawyers or doctors or dentists.
Maybe ministers?
I don't think the ministry was sort of... I'm sure that was somebody, but I don't think it was...
I see.
It was something you... There you had to have the call.
Mm-hmm. You know, I see.
Whatever that meant. But I think it also included, in our little area there if you had a significant job in the post office, because a lot of people of color who had college degrees wound up in the, working in the post office. It's not the modern post office. That's the old post office where they really used to give service.
Yeah.
So it was to be able to be a railway mail clerk, for example, was a really accomplishment, and that was being somebody. But